Day 175, the destruction of Jerusalem, Jeremiah 39, 1 through 10, 2 Chronicles 36, 15 through 21. Nebuchadnezzar surrounded Jerusalem. The people were trapped, starving, and sick. Finally, the soldiers of Babylon broke through the wall. All of the treasures in the temple and the palaces were carried away. Soldiers burned the temple and all the houses and ruined the wall of Jerusalem. The people who remained were made Nebuchadnezzar's servants. The Babylonian king slaughtered Zedekiah's son before his eyes. He killed Judah's princes and gouged out Zedekiah's eyes. Judah's last king was dragged off in chains to Babylon. Jeremiah was freed and given the choice, go to Babylon or stay in the land. Jeremiah chose to stay in the land God had promised to Abraham. But when the remnant of the people chose to go to Egypt, Jeremiah went with them. Jeremiah is called the weeping prophet because he wept for the people's sins. King Nebuchadnezzar returned to Babylon with the treasures of Jerusalem. God's people were his captives. 400 years had passed since Judah's first king, Rehoboam. The city of David was blackened rubble. Solomon's temple was a heap of ashes. Here's two questions for your children, parents. What happened to Judah's last king? And how many years did the kingdom of Judah exist? Hope you enjoyed today's lesson. Have a blessed day. And parents, don't forget to pray with your children. Thank you.